It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Today, the Justice Department arrested Jack Douglas Teixeira in connection with an investigation into alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information. Teixeira is an employee of the United States Air Force National Guard. FBI agents took Teixeira into custody earlier this afternoon without incident. He will have an initial appearance at the U.S. District Court for the District of Massachusetts.
That is Attorney General Merrick Garland on Thursday announcing the arrest of the 21-year-old accused of leaking classified Pentagon documents and posting them online to a gamer chat on the Discord platform. The leak detailed intelligence assessments of allies and adversaries, including on the state of war in Ukraine and the challenges Kyiv and Moscow face as the conflict is at a stalemate. Teixeira reportedly served in a junior position, but somehow had access to the Joint Worldwide Intelligence System, an internal Defense Department computer network for top secret information. It's still not clear what level of security clearance Teixeira had, but his access would have let him read and print some secret documents, which is apparently what he did. Wow. Meanwhile, Donald Trump answered questions under oath for over 7 hours on Thursday. It was his second deposition for New York Attorney General Letitia James' lawsuit over his company's business practices. Now, during his first appearance in August, Trump invoked his Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination over 400 times. But this time, according to one of his lawyers, Christopher Heiss, Trump described, quote, in detail, his extraordinary business success. I hope he knows that lying under oath in a deposition is a crime for which he could go to prison. Just saying. Anyway, Trump's motorcade was met by a pretty vocal crowd who welcomed him back to New York City in quintessential New York style. Now, this case is unrelated to recent criminal charges Trump faces over hush money payments to a porn star, and unrelated to the case about his taking classified documents from the White House and the latest revelations that he's been showing this classified material to visitors at Mar-a-Lago. To be continued. Meanwhile, Florida is falling further into fascist territory. The Florida House on Thursday approved legislation banning abortion 6 weeks into a pregnancy. That's before most women even know they're pregnant. The vote was 70-40, mostly along party lines. The governor signed the bill at 11 p.m. with no media present and obviously no public ceremony. Just lovely. This near total 6-week ban now will only take effect if the Florida Supreme Court rejects a pending challenge to the state's existing 15-week ban. It's just horrific. The Justice Department is now set to take an emergency dispute over the medication abortion drugs to the Supreme Court. But back to Florida for a minute, where the gods must be really angry. Fort Lauderdale experienced what officials are calling a 1-in-1,000-year rainfall event, the rainiest day in our history on Wednesday. The downpour prompted emergency rescues, forced drivers to abandon cars, closed schools, which remain closed, and shut down the airport. Most of the region got more than a foot of rain, with Fort Lauderdale recording 25.9 inches in under 24 hours. Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport finally reopened Friday morning at 9 a.m. after being closed for almost 2 days due to the historic flooding. Well, it was bound to happen, and it'll keep happening. Oh, and by the way, more than 100 temperature records could be broken across the Midwest and Northeast on Friday as some cities brace for temperatures as much as 30 degrees above normal. Well, that tangled web being spun by Clarence Thomas over at the Supreme Court appears to be growing. Now, ProPublica, who broke the original story about the Texas billionaire and Republican megadonor Harlan Crow, who's been showering the Thomases with lavish luxury vacations worth millions of dollars, now they're reporting that one of the companies owned by him bought several properties in Savannah, Georgia, from Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas and his relatives in 2014. The company then became the landlord of Thomas's mother, who lived in a one-story, two-bedroom house. Soon after the sale, the company spent tens of thousands of dollars renovating the house, repairing the roof and the carport, installing a new fence and gates. You get the idea. Well, a law, federal disclosure law put into effect after Watergate, requires officials, including Supreme Court justices, to disclose most real estate sales. But I guess Clarence Thomas thinks that the law doesn't apply to him. He didn't disclose the sales to Crow, and as we already learned, didn't disclose the luxury vacations that he has taken the Thomases on for years either. Disgusting. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. At NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.